From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraqi officials say two bombs exploded in central Baghdad today, killing at least 25 people. Authorities say at least 50 people were wounded Saturday in the attack in the Al Sanak neighborhood. They say the death toll is likely to rise. Reuters reports a suicide bomber detonated one of the bombs while the other was a planted explosive. Ahmed Ahmed is the paramedic who was one of the paramedics who responded to the blast. He said, "When we heard the explosion, we came and we found people wounded and killed and asked, why does this happen in Iraq? There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State militants usually claim such bombings. Baghdad has been on high alert since October, when its military started an offensive to retake Mosul from IS. The United Nations Security Council is now set to vote on a resolution that would endorse the ceasefire agreement in Syria, brokered by Russia and Turkey. The draft resolution expresses support for a roadmap to peace, starting with a transitional government, and calls for rapid, safe, and unhindered access to deliver humanitarian aid throughout Syria. It says a meeting scheduled for late January between the Syrian government and opposition will be an important part of the Syrian-led political process aided by the United Nations. Human rights activists say at least one person has died in sniper fire in Syria, where a ceasefire agreement went into effect early Friday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says most of Syria is calm, but there have been clashes between regime forces and their militia supporters, also militant factions in some areas. This is VOA News.